Okay, so first of all, let's get going for this week. First of all, I want to say that Shir is Le'ilui Nishmas Meir ben Yosef Elkana. His neshama should have an aliyah from our learning. He would have spoken about Haggadah next week. Okay.
Gematrias
of the Haggadah. Yeah, that's not necessarily up my alley as much, but definitely, again, this should be for an Ilu Nishama. Last week, we had that mini shiur recorded. I don't know how many people got to listen to it or not, or at least to look at the sources, or at least to look at the Rabbi Yashiv that we discussed. Just to very briefly recap, we had a Tosfos, we're on Daf Gimel Amad Aleph. The very last lines of Tosfos implies, and you can see the Tosfos inside, Mande Amar Loke, it's about 7-8 lines, 8-9 lines up in the Tosfos on Gimel Amad Beis, Mande Amar Loke, Shapir. According to, again, if we say that everyone holds it for Bi'ila, then the person who says Loke Shapir, Uman Damar Eno Loke, and according to the one who says Eno Loke, that you're not Loke on Choresh on Shvius, Michti, Zmira Bechlal Zriyo, Btira, etc. Now says Tosfos something very fascinating over here, which everyone's Medayakin. Vim Nafshach Lomer Laman Damar Loke, Amai Kotav Rachmanah Zmira, Btira, says Tosfos, you might ask that according to the Man Damar who says you're Loke on Shvius, why then did the Torah write the specific toldos of Shemitah? Answers Tosfos. Okay, there's a number of reasons. Shema kasavar lav yasera asi. Maybe it's an extra lav it's coming to give you. Inami kasavar karamisar alohai v'yalef. The point is, Tosfos is very clear that the manda amar loke does not hold of the drasha of michdiz mer b'chal zriya l'may hachsak asvin rachmana l'may mer dahani toldos mechayev atolda Achrina lo mechayev, which basically, what's going to come out from these words of Tosfos, is that for Tosfos, all of these toldos are very similar. Choresh is simply an example of a tolda. The mandamar holds loke, holds. Toldos are very broad. Toldos are very broad. Choresh is one of those toldos which you'll be chayev for on Shemitah. Okay? And the mandamar eno loke holds no. Why did the Torah write these specific toldos? Must be tell you, only these toldos you're chayev, not the others. Okay, this was what we saw from Tosfos. Rabbi Yashiv, we saw also Ritva. Okay, we're not going to go recap the whole shir, otherwise it will take up the whole time for today. But Rabbi Yashiv gave us a chiluk al pisvara, why this is not the case. He was very bothered. Why would the Gemara choose Choresh as the Nekuda Samachlokes if indeed Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar really disagree on all toldos? He says, therefore, as a result, we must say they're only arguing on Choresh, and everyone agrees that on all other toldos, the only ones you're chayev for are the ones listed in the Torah. Okay, this was the approach of Rabbi Yashiv, and he said, because there's a fundamental difference between Choresh and between all other toldos. He says, any tolda of Zoreya, of planting, right, Zriya, Zmira, right, Bitzira, Ktzira, all of these things automatically stop Shvisas Haaretz when there's a chiyuv on Shemitah of the land to rest. And so long as you stop the land from resting, you violated Shemitah. He says, but Choresh is different. If I plow as a preparatory step before I plant, I didn't make the ground do anything. Again, when I plant something, when I harvest something, I'm causing there to be an immediate drain on the ground and its nutrients. Okay, anytime I do that, I'm causing the ground to not rest. The ground is not resting. But when I'm doing Choresh before I even do Zareya, how am I causing the ground not to rest? Therefore, he says there's a difference. Okay, there's a difference. And again, ultimately, the machloka still revolves around the drasha, klal leprat, klal leprat, klal, whatever the case may be. But it's only, according to Rabbi Yashiv, it's only the tolda of Choresh that is added. And he frames this as a bit of a balance, right? We have the balance that the Torah only says some toldos. We also have, again, the klal uprat uklal, or klal uprat, or klal, or whatever, again, that we went through two shiurim ago, ultimately says there's a tension between them. So what do? We're marbe, according to the man damar loke, we are marbe choresh as a tolda, and we leave out everything else. This was really Ashiv last time. Now, I noted right at the end of the shiur, I couldn't hold myself back a little bit, a little sneak preview, that we had a Tosfos Arash. Tosfos Arash quotes a very famous Mishnah in Makos. Everyone remembers this Mishnah because it's a very fun Mishnah. Okay, and you also remember the Gemara there about eating bugs and everything else. Okay, Itmar. Let's take a look at Tosfos Arash, source number Beis on this sheet. Hachoresh b'shvias. One who plows on Shemitah, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar have a machlokas. This is our Gemara Chadam Loka, Chadam Reina Loka. This is the Dibur Maschel of Tosfos. That again, there's a machlokas in regards to Harisha. V'hadit non perik bastra de Makos. He says Tosfos Arash, what about? In the last parak of Makos, we have a Mishnah. Yesh chorim telem echad. You can plow one telem, whatever amount that is. V'chayev alav shmona lavin. You get eight different averos, and the Mishnah gives a whole of kimta and this and that, and you're harsh with this and that, and the next thing. V'kachash of shvias, and among the list is shmita. Says Tosfos Arash, 1 second. Demanda amar, this is a machlokas here, but the Mishnah says you are loka. How could this Gemara disagree with the Mishnah? Answers Tosfos Arash, Mayri b'mechap ezraim b'shas harisha. It's talking about where you're covering over the seeds while you're plowing. V'chayev mishum zoreya. And you're going to be chayev because of Zoreah, Kedem Mefarish, Hasam Nami, Belav de Kilayim, as it will explain there in regards to the love of Kilayim. Now, this is Tosfos Arash. So what Tosfos Arash is essentially saying is, you have two shitos. One shita says, over here, that you do get Malkus for Choresh. If you get Malkus for Choresh, so that Mishnah works out great. Everyone's happy, right? The Mishnah says you get Malkus for Choresh. This Mandamar says you get Malkus for Choresh. But what about according to the Manda Amar Eino Loke? How are they going to learn the Mishnah? So Tosfos Arash, it's talking about Mechap Ezraim. Mechap Ezraim is when you're covering over things that were already planted. Therefore, by plowing, you're not doing an act of Choresh, you're doing an act of Zorea. Now, it's still not 100% clear, because is Mechap a Tolda, or is it actual Zorea? If it's a tolda, it's still hard to understand, right? Again, if it's a tolda, before we get to Rabbi Yashiv for a minute, Rabbi Yashiv will create further problems with his shita. But if it's a tolda of Zoreya, well, that Manda Amar says, b'mefurish in the Gemara, that it's only these toldos that are listed in the Pasuk or Chaya for. And Mechape is not one of those toldos. So you're going to have to say, according to Tosfos Arash, anyways, so you already come onto a bit of a problem, that it's not, Mechap Ezraim is not a tolda, Mechap Ezraim is Iker Zriya somehow. That's what I think could be one answer, or maybe you could give other answers, but let's see the answer that Rabbi Yashiv is going to give, which I think can work out very nicely, even though it's a bit of a backtrack from what he said previously. It's a long, long piece from Rabbi Yashiv, so we're going to read through it. That'll take up most of the shir, and then we'll go through the Gemara on Amud Beis, which is especially relevant to the second half of the shir. Okay, says Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv in here recaps a little bit of what he said last week, so we get both. Sham, Hatana b'Makos. Okay, we're in source number Gimel. The Tana says in Makos, Kasav, Diyesh Choresh Klemechad v'chayv ala mishmona lavim, HaChoresh b'shor v'chamor v'chulei u'bashvias. Okay, quotes the same Gemara in Makos that the Tosfos Arash asked from. L'chora tanan mefurash d'choresh b'shvias loke. So he says, therefore, it seems we have a clear Mishnah that if you're Choresh on Shvias, you do get Malkos against one of the Mandamars of the Amoraim over here. V'nei Rashi b'psachim, now he brings you Rashi from Psachim, writes as follows. Kasav de bechorish tlem echad shechayev gam mishum shvias haynu sheover mishum sadchalos izra, like whom? Tosfos Arash, right? The Tosfos Arash we brought. Really, what he's saying is Rashi and Psachim. Vechorish tolda de zoreya, and chorish is a told of zoreya, and it says sadchalos izra. Since by plowing over the seeds that you planted, you are planting, you violate the love of sadchalos izra. So therefore, you get malchus. Kigon choresh l'chatzos esazria, like we explained. Hare says Rabbi Yashiv delo ratz Rashi lefarish techayv mishum choresh de davar zeh b'machlokas shanui. Says why did Rashi say this? Because he wants to escape the machlokas. If he says it's talking about harisha mamish that you're plowing after the fact, so you got a problem. Why machlokas? However, if you say that it's planting before, you have a machlokas. If you say that it's planting that it's after the planting, then it's great. V'hemid Rashi, Dari b'chorish l'chassus azriya, to told that the zoreya kigon choresh l'chassus azriya, v'chihei chiduk magamar b'makos, adenan b'chorish l'mechad chayev, nami v'shum kilayim. And he says, Rabbi Yashiv, if you go back for a minute, and by the way, this is also Gemara and Makos, that you'll remember from the previous Amud, some 2 months ago, we talked about, what is the halach of choresh by kilayim? What's the halach of choresh by kilayim? If you're regularly choresh of kilayim, before it's planted, okay, that was our case. Hamenakesh v'amechape b'kilayim loke. Why? And we had the whole discussion. Is it Rekiva? Well, it's Mekayim. But otherwise, you're going to have to say that what type of choresh is it? It's a choresh to cover over. It's a mechape. you're covering over. Okay, and this is, so he says, anyways, you know it because of kilayim. Dilo mishkachas lakapshuta. You can't say it's, again, like the simple case of just plowing. Da chorish bikilayim pater ela da'airi bimichsi behadei da'azil hachinam yukirashi da dechayim ishum shviyas have b'chihai gavna. And he says, this is why Rashi says this is the case in shviyas as well. However, he doesn't address the obvious question, which is, according to him, everyone holds that you're pater from all toldos except for, according to one opinion, the four listed in the Pasuk. According to the other opinion, the four listed in the Pasuk and Choresh. But no one holds your Chaya for other toldos of Zoreya. Says Rabbi Ashi, and this is what he says. Divir Ashim Tmuim. Says Rashi makes no sense to me, Manavshach. Either way, you're stuck. Hemid Begavna Dechar Shalchas says Ria. Davia Dava toldos Zoreya. He sets it up that you're doing Choresh to cover what you planted, which is Zoreya. Vare Bishvias Mieit Kradein Chayavin Atoldos. Ella amad mefurash bekra. Exactly this question. That's obvious. He says, your own, both, and again, this according to him was all opinions. He said, bain according to the man damar loke, bain according to the man damar eno loke, all other toldos are pater. So what's going on? Vimnata milfarash choresh pshuto delo have kikule alma. And if he was so scared to explain the literal case of Choresh, the simple case of Choresh, that you're literally doing Choresh, because it's not like everyone, im came kal v'chomer, de told us tam lo yechayev, this is much worse. Because before, Rashi's avoiding a machlokas. Instead, Rashi's saying something everyone agrees is wrong? That's no better. He should run doubly away, says Rabbi Yashiv. Vim kvar hamid l'chayev mishum tolda, yamid b'choresh kufay. If he's already going to say that Choresh has to be a tolda, at least say it's literal Choresh. V'gam chayev omishum tolda, because again, at least there's an opinion there, chayev because of the tolda. So the answer is as follows. V'nira barur. And it seems obvious. De'kavanas rashi hi divad elaman d'mechayev achoresh arikan b'choresh. No. It says it seems obvious that the intention of Rashi is that according to the man damar, our Gemara says it's chayev for Choresh on Shvius, is talking about Choresh, avalaman de poter a Choresh b'shvias. But according to the other mandamer who says, your pater, al korchach ayri kan b'merapesh, who told us Zoreya. We must therefore be talking about b'merapesh, which is told us Zoreya. V'tzorech lomar dekoy mas nisin, kemandi mechayev, a told us sayin b'shvias. And we need to say that our Mishnah is going like the opinion that is mechayev told us b'shvias, which according to him, until now, didn't exist. Well, come on, mevur diyesh mishum mechayev atoldos. He says, I'll tell you later on, there is a guy who says that you're chayev on toldos, and that you're going to be putter on choresh. Fascinating. He doesn't explain this far. So two issues right now. Rabbi Yashiv is saying as follows. Okay, again, Rabbi Yashiv had the following question. He says, according to all opinions, now except, we see, except for one, according to all opinions, all other toldos, other than perhaps Choresh, Choresh is object of Machlokes, and the four listed in the Pasuk, you're Pater. There's no Malkus by them. Maybe we'll get Makas Mardus, we'll see in the Rambam. Okay, it's a Durabanan. But you're not going to get Malkus on it. So now, he says, why does Rashi choose to say that it's a told of Zoreyev, according to Tolda, again, according to everyone, told of Zoreyev is Pater? So he answers, he says, no. Really, Rashi is saying this only according to the opinion that says Eino Loke, meaning Rashi would acknowledge that according to the Manda Amar Loke, it is talking about regular Choresh. First of all, Mehechatesi, number one. Second of all, a bigger problem, what does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say? Yesh Chorim Tlem Echad V'chayav Mishum Shmon Alavin. What did we just finish saying about Kilayim? That Kilayim, the only way to be Loke, is if you're Mechapes Ezraim. So I don't understand how that mandamar could say it's talking about regular Choresh, because then you won't be chayev by Kilayim. So you can't actually have eight. So I don't think there's any way to read the Mishnah other than the way Rashi says. Because anyways, we're forced into saying that it's covering up the seeds because of Kilayim. Otherwise, we can't have a case with eight. Maybe we could have a case with seven, but not eight, because we'll lose out on Kilayim. So first of all, it's hard to understand what he's saying. Second of all, right, he's pulling out a bit of a stop here. The whole last shir, what was the whole drasha? Was Choresh is weaker than all other toldos. Why? Because Choresh does not necessarily require a violation of Shvisa Sa'aretz. Now all of a sudden he's saying, well, according to the Manda Amar who's poter, by Choresh, you're going to be chayev by all other toldos. okay, which can work according to him, but the reverse shouldn't work then. Then you should have the reverse issue. According to the Man D'Amar Loke, how could you be pater by all other toldos? Right? So this is a little bit hard to juggle, but nevertheless, this is what he says over here. And now, how does he go on to this? V'kasvua tosvos. And he quotes the tosvos that we quoted, which was against the whole shir last time. De efshar de pashtus kach sfirale. And in fact, that it's possible that it literally holds the Tana de Braisa, according to the Tana of Abraisa. V'lo darshin and hydrasha de mashapir shatoras mir v'tzira, shvamina dashar tosvos. Term ayin tosvos. Basically, what he says is go look in tosvos. The tosvos gives other reasons for why it specified these things in the pasuk. Therefore, v'shapir ukirashi b'chei agavna davi told the zoreya. Says, therefore, it makes a lot of sense that Rashi would say, here's the told of Zoreya. Why? Don't ask then, which is the question that I just asked you, that if so, according to Rashi, according to the person who's Mechayev HaToldos, if so, then you should for sure be Chayev HaChoresh, that it's no less than other toldos. And now he gives his whole drash of the last year, and he says, no. Okay, so again, Rabbi Eliashiv is saying like this. He's saying that really Rashi acknowledges, even though we can't understand how this is, that according to the Man D'Amar Loke, you are only Loke for Choresh B'Pashtus, when you're plowing to prepare the land for what is coming. You would be Pater, again, he seems to be saying, if you were covering over the seeds according to the Man D'Amar Loke. But according to the Man D'Amar Eino Loke, according to him, you're Chayev for covering over the seeds. And listen to why. Now he repeats the same svara as last week, which again, first and beautifully, beautifully, according to this opinion that he's now suggesting. He says, because I don't think that's obvious. It should say, as was already explained, that Choresh is much better. It's much different than other toldos zorei and botzer. Dichshe amra Torah v'shav saaretz ve'anu omrim shadvarim kipshutam shetishpos mikom alachaz aretz gam bedvarim shem mifurash mikom makom lashon shvisa hu shaaretz tishpos mi lehaf il kocha. He says, what does v'shav saaretz mean? Again, don't let the earth have to work. If you do Choresh, regular Choresh, is the earth working? Not at all. If you do choresh of flat covering up seeds, are you forcing the earth to work? Yes, you are. That's why, says Rabbi Eliashiv, it makes more sense you should be chayiv on those other toldos than to be chayiv on choresh. V'zeo b'shar malachas, although choresh harei be'etzem acharisha ein mafilas pu'ulas aretz, ela im tihye zeriya acharav. The choresh doesn't do anything. If you plow your land from today till next year, it's not going to make the land grow anything. You know what you need to do that? Plant something in it. So if you haven't planted, nothing's going on. V'zelo b'chlal atoldos shalav asam for Rashi's Zora. V'lachein afilu she'anu marvim she'shar toldos nami ave b'chlal esem alacha v'shvias. Even if we're going to include all the other toldos, ein ze omer she'choresh ave b'chlalo. We would not include choresh among them. She'choresh hu shonem mishar malachot choresh is different this way. V'lachein Rashi shalav ratza l'ukmi v'choresh mamish. And Rashi didn't want to say choresh mamish. Shalav tik shalaman she'patar choresh. He didn't want you to ask on this other opinion. Mikol makom, hemid b'shar toldos, al olam advar min atluim echad v'sheni, v'im patar b'choresh, yachal yasar b'shar toldos, v'fi amaskana v'dok. So essentially, summary of what Rabbi Yashiv is saying is as follows. Rashi explained the Mishnah over there to avoid the machlokas about choresh. But really, again, according to Rabbi Yashiv, there is a machlokas. According to the Man D'Amar, says, you're chayev by choresh, you're pater by Shar Malachos. I think that's what he would say. That's what he said last week. I don't think he changed from that. And therefore, the Choresh of the Mishnah there in Makos is a Choresh Kipshuta, pre-planting Choresh. Masha Einkein, according to the Man D'Amar Eino Loke, he says you're Chayiv on a non-Kipshuto Choresh, on a Choresh that covers up the seeds. And that's where Rashi says the Choresh covers up the seeds. Now he says, what's the Svara? Why would I think that choresh to cover up the seeds is any more chayev than choresh plain, kipshuto? The answer is, because choresh to cover up the seeds is forcing the ground to work. Okay, now again, doesn't explain the other mandama.
I understand what you just said, Daniel. I don't understand the reverse of what you said. The person says you're chayev for choresh.
Yes.
Mamash.
Yes.
Why you would be patur when you're covering up the seeds with that choresh?
I don't understand that either. But that was his whole argument last week.
Okay.
His whole argument last week, if you go back to the, I don't have the source sheet with me, although I can pull it up over here, but his whole argument was, last week, which led to this kasha to begin with, okay, His whole, where did I send it over here? Here. No, this was 24. Where's 25? Oh, 1 second. Let me find it over here.
Because this fits with the definition of choresh at the beginning of the Masechet, where choresh is the act of Zriah itself, where you're doing it all at one purpose, as I think it was Rashi that said it. So that right. Rashi is consistent here.
Yeah, so here's the story. I'll read you from Rabbi Yashiv last week, and again, this is where I'm getting it from. Rabbi Yashiv says as follows. Okay? Again, he starts off with the question that I told you. Vanira bazed, divare lo havasalka daitach, de yeshman da amar yunem she ain sover had de michti zmir bachlal zriya. He told us. Vaday dishar melachos nismatu velo neser b'shvias min haTorah. Mefurish. That's exactly what he says. And his whole point was to say that there's a difference between choresh and the other melachos. Why? His whole question last time was, again, why are they arguing about choresh if they really disagree about all the melachos? So he answered by saying, because again, we have this tug of war. We have on the one hand something which tells us to be merabeh, to be marbeh, and the other one which tells us to be memait. What are we going to do? So he's saying we're marbeh choresh, and we're memait all other toldos. That was his conclusion, and again, unless I misunderstood what he was saying, right? And he says over here...
Even the way that you just said it, I still don't understand why in the case where it's almost zriya, that he would be patur. In other words, explaining why he would be chayav.
I think that's a davar pasha that comes out from Tosfos, but then you have no answer to his question, which he asked last week. His whole answer, again, the question that was bothering him is, why are they arguing about choresh and not other toldos? And he said, everyone holds that by other toldos you're patur. That's what he said. Now he's saying, oh, you know, I originally said that, but I found someone who says you're chayav. He's not changing to kulei alma chayav. Now, according to Tosfos, it's great. According to Tosfos, it is a machlokas about either all toldos or no toldos. Just you have the kasha of, so why then did it choose choresh? Who cares? It chose choresh because choresh is cool. I don't know. Or you could say it chose choresh because choresh is the one you'd think least likely to be chayev. Also could work. But again, that's not what I understood from Eliashiv last week. Maybe that's what he was saying. So anyways, I'm not quite clear how he would answer the manda amar choresh, unless he would acknowledge now that really everybody holds that you're chayev on sha'ar toldos. But if everyone holds your chayev on sha'ar toldos, again, it doesn't help to answer the question from last week, unless you want to answer it in the opposite direction, so that everyone holds your chayev. If everyone holds your chayev, then their only machlokas is about malchus by choresh. You could answer that way as well. That would also answer the question. But again, I don't think that's what he was saying in the previous piece. I'm happy to be corrected.
You need covering it up to be mechayev on zoreach, or just simply putting seeds in the ground? You're sufficient.
No, but covering it up would be a told of zoreach. That's the point. We are trying to say, if we don't hold that you're chayev for choresh, how could you possibly be chayev? Answer by doing zoreach. Okay? But again, ultimately you have to fall on to this. Now, let's take a look at the Gemara, because the Gemara now is going to be, first of all, let me just set you up for the rest of this year. We have in the rest of this year as follows. We have two more things to do. Number one, I want to look at the Rambam, see what the Rambam thinks on this issue. If the Rambam is more of a Tosfosnik, if the Rambam is more of a Rabbi Yashivnik, and would that make a difference? How would that make a difference? How does this work? Could you even do that? And for that, we're going to need a very interesting Gemara on the next page. Says the Gemara, turn the Amud. We've mamish finished the last word before. So, says the Gemara, Ki Asar of Dimi, Gimel Amud Beis. Mazel Tov, we finished another Amud. Kiasa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, says Rashi, or fake Rashi, Meretz Yisrael Abavel. Amar, he said, Yachol Yilke Ala Tosefes. One might think you should get Malkus for Tosefes. Vinasiv La Talmuda Liftura. And we brought a Talmud to Pater it, meaning we brought a Drasha to tell you that it's Pater. And said Rav Dimi, Velo Yadana my Talmuda o my Tosefes. And I have no idea what drasha they brought to say that you're putter, and I have no idea what the word Tosefes means. Again, he says, I remember this was the discussion. Rav Dimi's being very honest over here. He says, I remember there was this whole discussion where they said, Yachol Yilchel Tosefes, and then they brought some drasha to tell you why you're not Lokal Tosefes. But I don't remember it. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Lazar, Amar. You know what the Tosefes was? Harisha. The Tosefes was Choresh. V'hachika Amar, and this is what they were talking about. Yacha, one might think, Yelke al Harisha. That you should get Malkus for Harisha, the Asya Miklalu Pradu Klal, which we only learned from Miklalu Pradu Klal. V'nasiv la Talmud aliftura. And we brought a drasha to Pater, which was, what was the drasha? Why did it say all of these four toldos? Okay, imkein kolhani prati lamali. Why did it say these specific toldos? Elad mai, it must be that you're pater for choresh, because it's only these four toldos you get malchus for, and not all the others. Okay, very straightforward Gemara. Okay, so it would seem, again, Rav Dimi came in with an ambiguous statement, and Rav Elazar told us that it's referring to choresh. I would have thought you get malchus for choresh. Kamash Malan, you don't get Malkus for Choresh. Why? Because of the drush of the Gemara. Right? Again. Right? Michtiz, Mir Bachal, Zriya, Vitzir Bachal, Zriya, Lamai Hosakas, Vin Rabana, Lamimra, Dahani told us with Mechayev, Atal Dachrin Alam. Okay? Adkan, you can see in Rashi. Rashi explains it very clearly over here. Kyasar of Dimi Meretz Yisrael, Bavel Amar. He said, Shamis de Amri Meretz Yisrael, where the first line of Rashi on top. I heard that they were saying in Meretz Yisrael, Yachal Yilka al Tosefes, Vishamis, and I also heard, I don't know what the Tosefes is, and I don't know why you're Pater. Rebbe Lazar Omer Harisha, why? Bishvius. Lahachi Karile Tosefes, why is it called Tosefes? Tosefes means in addition. Delo Nafik Ikaro Minatora El Mikalo Protocol, because we only darshaned it from Mikalo Protocol, Kedamrinal, as we said earlier. Okay? And this is, by the way, is the source of the, we had a Kasha on Tosfos, saying it says Klal Protocol in the Gemara, is from here. But again, we said Tosfos would just say it's Klal Prat or whatever it is. Now, Tosfot point out something very, very interesting in Darkei HaGemara over here. Take a look at Tosfos, Debra Maschel, Rebbe Lazar, Amar Harisha. I don't know if anybody else spotted this. Did anybody spot this? Okay. Says Tosfos. Meha Leka Lemeimar. From here we cannot say Tistayim, Debra Lazar, Le'el. The Bach changes around the words a little bit, but ultimately saying the same thing. Says Tosfos, one second, we had a machlokas on the previous Amud between Rebbe Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. And we said, Chad Amar this, and Chad Amar that. Did we identify who said what? No. Now when the Gemara has the machlokas, and it cannot identify who says what, normally the Gemara tries to figure out if there's some source that will allow us to decide who said what. Why is this important? Why do we care who says what in general? Anybody know? Why should we care who said what? How we paskin? Lots of times there are rules of psak that are dependent on the individual. So it's important to know who says it. Says Tosfos, one second. Rebbe Lazar literally said, here's what the Gemara means. I would have thought that you get Malkus for Choresh, Kamash Malan, you don't. So what does Rebbe Lazar obviously hold? He's the Mandamar, ain't a loke. Right? Clear as day. Says Tosfos, hold your horses. Not necessarily. Meha leka lememar. We cannot say from this tistayim that it's conclusive. The Rebbe Lazar la'el damar eno loke. That's Rebbe Lazar was the one who says eno loke. Why? The ika lememar. The Rebbe Lazar lo shmiale hadamar lekaman dehitiru tosefes shvius. Saying it could be that maybe Rebbe Lazar didn't hear any other options. So now, what was Rebbe Lazar forced to say? He was then forced to say that it's because of Choresh. Hilkach hava amar hachi. The reason why he would have said this is not because he holds of it himself, but because it's according to him, he didn't know about this other drasha, which we're going to see, Emir Tzashem, in, I don't know, probably after Pesach, maybe on Cholamayit Pesach, if we have Shir on Cholamayit. So if this is the case, he says, maybe Rebbe Lazar wasn't saying it because this is his personal opinion that you're putter on Malkus for Choresh, but rather, right? He just had no other option. But maybe, avalidide aser veloke. Right? Delo svirale. But maybe he himself, taka held, that you would get Malkus. So that's option number one is, because really, Rav Dimi was just saying, here's what they said in Eretz Yisrael. But does that mean that Rav Elazar has to hold of that? No. Okay, that's answer number one of Tosfos. Answer number two is very intriguing. Inami. Tosfos says, alternatively, the exact opposite. Tekevan de isa behedya ki hachtila el b'mili de charisha. Since the Gemara is so super clear, it says so explicitly right afterwards, Eino tzarech lomar tistayim. You don't need to say tistayim. Why? De'ein derech hashas lomar tistayim bedavar hamefuresh behedya kol kach. What Tosfos is effectively saying in this way, and according to the first answer of Tosfos, we don't say tistayim. Why? Because it's not tistayim. According to the second answer of Tosfos, it's so obvious that Rabbi Lazar is the one who says eino loke. You don't need to say tistayim Rabbi Lazar hu da'amar de'eino loke. It's obvious. Why? Like the Gemara brings it. You could think there's many cases where the Gemara by Smichus brings another drasha and story or something right afterwards that teaches you something, right? Everyone's favorite example, even though it's not the same, is the Maisa by Chayav Inish. Okay. Kam Rav Shachtel Reb Zera. Okay. Fine. But again, sometimes, and the Rabbeinu Ephraim who says that that's a proof that we don't paskin like it, right? For everyone's famous example. But the point is that sometimes the Gemara does this. And this is the Gemara's way of saying that it's Rabbi Lazar. Okay, this I think was relevant background. Now, based on this, let's take a look at the Rambam. Very interesting. Rambam summarizes, does a couple of very interesting things over here. Okay, Halacha Aleph, and this will be relevant to what we're doing when we get there. But we're the Rambam, Hilch Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Beis Gimel Dalet. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Saseh Lishpos Me'avodas Ha'aretz Va'avodas Ha'ilan B'Shana Shvi'is. It's a mitzvah to rest from Avodas Ha'aretz and Avodas Ha'ilam in the seventh year. Shenemar v'shavsa ha'aretz shavas la'ashem v'nemar becharishu v'akasir tishbos. He brings two psukim. Number one, v'shavsa ha'aretz. Number two, a drasha that's quite controversial at the end of the next amud, becharishu v'akasir tishbos. V'chol ha'ose melacha me'avodas ha'aretz. And anyone who does a melacha of Avodas Ha'aretz o ha'ilanos, or of the trees, b'shana zo in this year, b'tel mitzvas asei. You both were mevata le mitzvah saseh and ve'avar alo saseh, and you also violated alo saseh, shenemar sad chalos izra v'charme chalos izmar. Because it says sad chalos izra v'charme chalos izmar. However, qualifies the Rambam, don't jump to any conclusions just yet. Eino loke mina Torah el al azria alo azmira v'alaksira alo abtsira. You only get malchus for four things, like the conclusion of the Gemara. You only get malchus for four things. Which four things? The four things are listed in the pasuk. Ve'echad akerem ve'echad sharilanos, whether it's a field, whether it's a kerem. And the Rambam actually brings the lashon of the drasha. Very fascinating. I don't know that the Rambam does this always. Uzmira bichlal zriya, u bitzira bichlal ktsira. If zmira is the same thing as zriya and bitzira is bichlal ktsira. Ve'lama pirtan akasav, why then did the Torah specify these four? Lomar lecha, to tell you, al shtei toldos elu bilvaduchai, if he says shtei, because two of them are really avos, right? Zriya and Ktira are avos. So Zmira and Betira are toldos. Al shtei toldos elu bilvadu chayev. Ve'ar she'ar ha-toldos she'be'avodas ha'aretz. Im she'ar ha'avos, she'lo nispar shu'binizeh, eino loke aleyen, aval makinos u'makas mardus. Okay. Ketzad. How is this? What is an example of this? Ha'chofer, if you dig. O ha'choresh, or if you plow. Litzorech hakarka, for the sake of the ground. O hamisakel, another thing that we saw, take away the stones. O hamizabel, or you do put on zevel. All the going flashing back to again the previous amud. Vekayotze behen mishar avodas haaretz. Vechein hamavrich. O hamarkiv. O hanoteya. All of these things, which are vekayotze behen miavodas hailanos. Makinos o makas mardus midivrei, and you give him makas mardus. Okay? Midrabanan, you get malchus. So, who is the Rambam going like? So, let's try to think for a minute. First of all, do we have a machlokas? Are you loke on choresh or not? What is the Rambam paskin? You're not loke. Okay, now, let's think for a minute. If this is the case, does the manda amar who says you are not loke, what's his opinion on all the other toldos? Again, according to what we just said from Rabbi Yashiv, let's start with Rabbi Yashiv, most recent in our mind. According to Rabbi Yashiv, he said that Rashi told us that the Mishnah in Makos says Choresh v'Shvias is talking about what? Mechapa Ezraim. That way, even the Manda Amar, who says Choresh, you're not Loke, over there would say you are Loke. So what would you say over here? Does the Rambam go like that? Absolutely not. How do you know? Because he says there are only four and only two toldos that you get malchus for. So the Rambam, like the rest of the Rishonim, must be going, like what? Like Tosfos, like the Ritva, that really it is a machlokas, it's a broader machlokas. And we paskin like the Mandamar Einoloka, who says, all over Einoloka. I, the Mishnah? Okay, we'll deal with the Mishnah some other way. Unless, what are you going to do with the Mishnah? So the Rambam adds in two words. What two words does the Rambam add in that give us a bit of an out here? In Halacha Dalet. No. Litzorech HaKarka. What does it mean, Litzorech HaKarka? What does it mean, Achofer Achoresh Litzorech HaKarka? So if you look in the Achronim, they all say, because it's telling you some things you could even do stam. It's not even going to get Makas Mardus. You could also interpret the Rambam, no. That maybe he considers Choresh Litzorech Zriya. Maybe that's also considered Zriya. Maybe that's somehow also considered Zriya. Maybe. It's at most a diuk. I'm not confident saying that's pshat in the Rambam, but if you really needed to stretch that pshat in, that's probably what I would tell you. Correct, meaning you can't have Zriya without covering up the seeds. You put a seed in the ground.
Breaking the ground first.
No. That for sure wouldn't. That's a Tzorech HaKarka, I think. Now, I'm also not convinced by this because the Rambam holds what's the mitzvah of Shvisa? What's a Shvisa? How did Rabbi Yashiv say, what's the mitzvah of Shvisa? Vishavisa Haaretz. What does the Rambam say? Lishbos Me'avodas Haaretz. Me'avodas Haaretz. So the Rambam, again, I'm not sure you could read a Rabbi Yashiv shout into the Rambam. I think the Rambam would say, it's about Avodas Haaretz. It's about Avodas Haaretz. Choresh is no different than any other tolda, and you're pater on Choresh, you're pater on all toldos. That is the case. I think it's also clear like this from the way he organizes the halachos. That halacha gimel is, okay, all other toldos are pater, such as Choresh. Again, if you're Rebbe Eliashiv, the all other toldos has nothing to do with Choresh. But if you're Tosvos, if you're the Ratva, it makes a perfect sense. Choresh is simply an example of another tolda that you're pater on according to this Manda Amar. Okay.
Shabbat and Mishpat and Avodat Haaretz are two totally opposite things. Shabbat
Haaretz
is a passive thing. The land should not work. Lishbot is the man should not do work.
How is it that you have Vishavis Haaretz? You do not work the land.
Okay, one's negative, one's positive.
No, one is Vishavis Haaretz. The land should have a break from being worked. Not from doing work, from being worked. That's how the Rambam's interpreting
like
it.
By anybody.
From being worked.
Okay, by who?
Anyone.
Anybody. But Lishbot Mevodat Haaretz.
But no. Rabbi Eliashiv, I don't. No. I agree with you. But you're that's not what Rabbi Eliashiv is saying. Rabbi Eliashiv's whole point, Vishav Saha Aretz, was that the land can't do work. Not that the land can't be worked by anyone. That's a separate point which we said we would discuss, which we still haven't discussed.
How does the land do work?
By having to use up the nutrients. That was his whole point. The land has certain nutrients, and those are going to be diminished by having something planted. Any Zriya or any Betzira will cause the land to have to put its koach. That's the language it is, right? La seis kocha. She'aret tishbos milahaf il kocha. That's not what the Rambam's saying.
What does it mean? If it rains, it's not doing anything?
No, if it rains on the land, there's nothing planted. Soil. Soil has the amazing nitrogen and everything. All the fertilizer has been sitting there for months and years, and never did a person plant anything.
But the land has what was from the previous years. It's still there. It didn't rip everything out.
Everything got ripped out.
Could be things still exist.
I'm just saying, this is an Afkamina case of the Rambam, and again, I think the Rambam against Rabbi Yashiv. Anyways, let's take a look. How do we get to this point? Why is it that the Rambam taka paskins ain't a loka? Okay? Why is it that the Rambam paskins you're not loka? Listen to this. Mari Kurkus on the Rambam. Eino loke. Gam sham per kama demod katan. Let's skip all the way down. Everyone jump down. Five lines on the left side in the Mari Kurkus. Vigam sham nechleku bacharisha b'shvias. Everyone see that? Five lines down in the Mari Kurkus in Vav. Vigam sham nechleku bacharisha b'shvias. There they also argued about Choresh on Shvias. Rabbi Yochanan for Rabbi Lazar. Dechadam loke. Chadar eino loke. Upasak Rabbeinu k'man da'amar eino loke for the following reasons. Chada, number one, dekevan delosimu man amar loke, man amar eino loke, ein lilkos min hasafek.
Because
So, first of all, which answer of Tosfos is this going with? To answer number one or answer number two? Answer number one. We can't say Tistayin because we don't know. Now, if this is in fact the case, is the Rambam paskening like the Mandamer Eino Lokeh? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. We know that he's paskening that you shouldn't get Malkus, maybe because it's a Safek. You don't give someone Malkus, me Safek. You give them Malkus Mardus, you're still going to get Malkus Mardus, we know that. But you can't give someone Malkus, me Safek. So that's number one, very interesting point. Then, like Tosfos, he makes a U-turn. Visu! Dirava damar ahani mechayev achronai salo mechayev kavasei shaycha. Number two, he says, Rava. Rava is the one who says this original drasha over here. So we see he's tying, like we said, according to the Rambam, he's tying the drasha of Rava to Choresh. Again, against Rav Eliashiv. And again, Kavasei Shaycha, why do we paskin? Abaye v'Rava halacha ke? Rava, except for? Yal Kagam. Okay, so number two, he says we're going to paskin like Rava. Number three, that Rabbi Yochanan savar ein lokin, that Rabbi Yochanan holds ein lokin. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, alachak Rabbi Yochanan. V'afishu v'talmud shalanu lo estayim yom otzasim min ha'meforash. Okay.
Was Nari Korkus?
Was if I remember correctly, I think it was a later. It was a Rishon who wrote on the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't looked at this in a long time. Let me check. I believe he's one of those late Rishonim who wrote on the Rambam in the place of like the Magad Mishnah. He's on the line. He was born in the late 1400s.
Where?
Sfarad. But he made it all the way to Eretz Yisrael.
When the Rambam's talking about Harisha in Halakha Dalet.
Yeah.
That's Harisha Mamash. Not
yes,
Harisha.
That's what we said, Litzorech HaKarka. Yes. Okay. But you could theoretically say Litzorech HaKarka comes to be Mema'et as a form of Chipui. I'm not certain that's the case, but you could stretch that, I think. Now, so turns out over here, we talked about a U-turn, right? What does it say in the Yerushalmi? Who says what? Rabbi Yochanan Savar ain Lokin. When you have a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, halacha is Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Now, what did Tosfos want to say is so obvious from the Bavli that who says ain Loke? Rabbi Lazar. Something to keep in mind. Okay? I didn't really go into this very much, but this is interesting because you have Yerushalmi like this. Okay. So, this is the Mari Korkus. Again, I think it's very easy to say that this Rambam is against the Chiddush of Rabbi Eliashiv for a number of reasons that I laid out before you. And again, the Rambam would be like the Shari Shonim, that it's, again, you don't have to ask why Choresh and not anything else, because Choresh, you have a... And by the way, you can even use Rabbi Eliashiv's Svara. You would think Choresh is the least likely for which you would be Chayev. Okay. Now, take a look at the Arch Liner. Arch Liner asks... It's so interesting to see Achronish Torah versus Rishonish Torah in some places. Take a look at Arch Liner. This is an Arch Liner in Makos. This is an Arch Liner in Makos. I don't know why I said that. I shouldn't have said that. Okay. Hamarsha Hiksha Zion. The Marsha asked, "Akati kashal mandam remod katan deshvias lochayev mishum choresh v'niach bekushya." Says Marsha says it doesn't make any sense according to the Manda Amar that you're not chayev mishum choresh. How could it be? And he says the Marsha leaves off the kasha. Well, in his daiti lo kasha midi. He says, I don't have any issues with this. Desham nira b'ferush. There you can see b'ferush. Mimad de peligi v'zer b'relazer b'rubi yochan. B'relazer sphere lay de chorish b'shvias lokech. Moshe kasva tosis teres rishin sham. De al kein, rubi yochan anu aman darme chorish b'shvias eno lokech. Okay? Now, he has something here. I don't know, maybe you'll help me understand Tosus over here. What does Tosus say in the first answer? Who does he say says Tistayim that what? Tistayim that what? Rabbi Lazar's mandam are loke or Rabbi Lazar's mandam are eno loke? Again, help me out over here. I really don't know. I understood Tosfos. I have no reason to think otherwise, that the man da amar who says eino loke is Rabbi Lazar, no? Here he has the reverse. I really have no idea where he gets this from. Okay? And he says, zem muchach, shekein huk bepirash Yerushalmi. To me, the muchach is the second teretz of Tosfos, where he says, sorry, kepirash harishon. My apologies, one more time. All right, Teretz harishon is muchach. My apologies. Okay, he's saying, you cannot say tistayim. It's a little bit of a tricky language. Sorry. According to Tosfos' first answer, you cannot say that it's Rabbi Lazar who said eino loke. We don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. And says the Aruch Lener, this must be correct. Why? Okay, if you look back in that Gemara, not so much in our Gemara, but if you look back in that Gemara, what you'll see is Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that this is a case of mechape. Mechape means to cover it over. If you're being mechape and covering it over, so you must say that how does the Mishnah work? How does the Mishnah work? Because you're being mechape. If you're being mechape, he's going to be the shita who holds. What? No, that you don't get malchus. So let me go through one more time, because this is a very, very confusing piece, like this. The Aruch Lener is making a puzzle out of this, and he's solving the puzzle for us. Says the Aruch Lener, we have a question. The Marsha says, according to Man D'Amar, Eino Loke, about Choresh. And again, Choresh in our Gemara is talking about regular Choresh, or covering over. What do we know? It's talking about regular Choresh, right? Our Gemara is talking about regular Choresh. Frek the Marsha. How's that going to learn the Mishnah in
Yerushalmi?
Not the Yerushalmi. How's it going to learn the Mishnah in Makkos? Right? The Mishnah in Makkos says you're chayiv. Says Aruch Lener. Tosfos has two options. Either yes tistayim, in which case Rebbe Lazar is the man d'amar who says eino loke, or not necessarily tistayim. Says the Aruch Lener, it's a not necessarily tistayim, and in fact, it would be incorrect to be tistayim. Why? Because you have Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, you know who says eino loke? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's the one who says eino loke, like we saw over here, again, in the Mari Korpus. Yerushalmi is mefurish. Rabbi Yochanan says eino loke. Now, who's the... Therefore, exactly, says Aruch Lener, who's the one who says about Kilayim that it's Mechape as Loke? Rabbi Yochanan. So what does Rabbi Yochanan hold about normal Choresh? Pater. No Malkus. But what does Rabbi Yochanan hold about Choresh of Mechape? Chayev. Why? Because it's told of Zriya. Okay? Again, this is how you're going to solve the mission according to all opinions. Almost directly the way that Rabbi Eliashiv did, ironically, but this time with the Yerushalmi. This time with the reverse Sfara. According to the Man D'Amar who says Loke, the Mishnah is fine, right? The Mishnah is fine. And they'll hold like Rabbi Akiva and everything will be good, and they'll say you're Chayev for being Choresh and everything. According to the Man D'Amar, Eino Loke, though, what are you going to do? Answer is Mechapeh. And Rabbi Yochanan is the very one who holds that Mechape by Kilayim is Loke. Therefore, he must establish the Mishnah in Makos as also talking about Mechape, covering over seeds, and that's why he says you're Loke, even though he holds it by regular Choresh, you're Pater. So both will have a way to learn the Mishnah that you're Chayev for Choresh. The Man D'Amar Loke will say, because you're doing Choresh. The Man D'Amar Eino Loke will say, because you're doing Zriya.
According to him, the Blizzard and the same thing if you're not
Mechapa. No. That's precisely where they argue.
So a blesser now, according to his shita, holds your chayah for plain Chavisha?
Yes. That's what he says from the Yerushalmi. That's the proof of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says Eino Loke. So then Rabbi Lazar must be the one who says yes Loke. Okay? Again, this is a brilliant way in which the Aruch Lener works this out. Now, what time do we have? A few minutes. Let's finish off the Aruch Lener.
What's the difference between Malchus and Makas Mardus?
Makas Mardus is for Durabbanans.
But it's also...
it's lashes, but there's different halachas about it.
So... Malkot is Midoraita, Mardus
yes.
is Midrabah.
Yes. Now, says Aruch Lener, you had a very fascinating kasha from the Ritva, and I believe it is also something like this in the Ramban. Ubezemet putur etzgamkin mashikcha Ritva bishmaitzin aha dimakshe velilkinami mishum zorea biyantif. Getting back to our previous sugya, again, on Yantif, what are you chaya for? All the avos malachos, right? Choresh, Zoreya, and we talk about, okay, is it chiluk malachos, nish chiluk malachos? This is all the discussion of the Rishonim over there. Ask the Ritva, why don't we have a ninth violation? Why? In addition to doing choresh, you also did Zoreya, like we had on the previous Amud Bayas, okay, like Abaye, right? Chayev Shtayim. Ask the Ritva on that Gemara there, what do you mean you're Chayev 8? You're Chayev 9! If it was in fact that you're Mechapeh, so why don't you say you're Chayev 9th for Zoreya 2? Right? This was the Kasha of the Ritva. He says, listen to this. Damai lo maksha gamkein velokinami shum Zoreya b'shvias. He says, why don't you ask the same question about Shemitah? Ayin Shem. Delefize asi shapir. This makes perfect sense. Okay, again. The Gemara there said Vilokinami Mishum Zoreya Biyantif, and the Ritva was the one who asked, I should clarify, Vilokinami Mishum Zoreya Bishvias. Why don't you ask the same question about Shemitah? He says this all makes perfect sense. Lefizas Hishapir, the Rakushya Delilkinami Mishum Zoreya, who rak lemandamar mechapeh b'kalayim loke. He says, because this question is only according to the opinion of mechapeh b'kalayim loke. Do Rabbi Yochanan. Ul Rabbi Yochanan lo shach del chayv na mishum Zoreya Bishvias to Adarabba, rak mishum Zoreya chayev, alo mishum choresh. He says, because this question is only on the mandam where it says mechapeh. Because mechapeh is what's also Zoreya. So he says, you know why? You know what the answer to the Ritva's kasha is? The Ritva's kasha is, that is number 8. That's not why it should be number 9. That's number 8. Because there's no chiyuv for choresh. Alone as a tolda. Why? Because shita Rabbi Yochanan.
But then what you're saying is the word choresh is a misnomer here.
And yes,
it really is Rita.
But that's
so it's not a told
but it's not a misnomer. But that's his point, is because Rabbi Yochanan already establishes it that way for Kilayim.
Okay.
Right, Yesh Choresh Tzlem Echad is talking about, says Rabbi Yochanan, someone who's plowing overseas.
We have two designations of Choresh. We're using the word Choresh twice, but we have two different designations of Choresh.
Mm-hmm.
One designation is Choresh, which is Choresh Mamas.
Kipshuto, right?
Kipshuto. The other Choresh, based on the way you just word this,
mm-hmm.
is Ria.
Yes.
It is. So we're playing Jeopardy. We have the answer. We're trying to make it fit. And we've now just used the word Choresh to mean something totally different than Choresh. And we had the same thing when we did with Menat Keish and discussing
yes.
that. Where, it, again, to make it fit, he said it was one act, and it was just debating what Hatra'ah to give, but it was actually Zriya was the whole Easter there.
Right.
Okay, so I'm just having difficulty that we're calling it Choresh, but we don't really mean Choresh in that case.
Choresh is an action. Choresh is not a melacha. Meaning, in Hilchos Shabbos, there is a melacha called Choresh.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about the action Choresh. And as we see, the action Choresh can have many different Isurim. Like Kilayim, like Shabbos, like Yantif, like Yom Kippur, like Kilayim on the ground. Choresh is an action. What? And that's the whole point of this whole Gemara, and even the Gemara on Beis Amud Beis.
But there we
right?
discuss whether it's the action or the machshava that counts. And
correct.
Choresh, the action is Choresh, machshava is Ria.
Okay.
So that was the previous discussion. And
same discussion. Hasn't changed. Anyways, I thought this was a beautiful Aruch Lener. Okay?
So according to Aruch Lener, everybody agrees that it's Mechasa, through Charisha, you're Chayev. There's nobody who holds you not Chayev.
I believe you could say that in his view, although you could also say that Rabbi Elazar disagrees, but I would say again, that's a simple understanding of the Aruch Haner, yes.
And also of
Rabbi Eliashiv. No, Rabbi Eliashiv says the opposite. Rabbi Eliashiv says, again, except for at the end when he sort of backtracks and he says that according to the Shita that says, Eino Loka and Charisha, you're going to be chayiv on everything else. Again, as far as I understand him, I could be misunderstanding him. Certainly you could argue within his view at one point that he would say that. But anyways, the main point is, what both Rabbi Eliashiv and the Aruch Haner have in common is that they tie this machlokes very nicely into that Gemara by saying that the man damar holds eno loke is chayav there because of mechapeh. That's the bottom line, which I think is a very good point. And again, the Aruch Haner brings our Tosfos into this and actually says, by the way, what Tosfos in the second answer is willing to say is so obvious is in fact the opposite of the Yerushalmi, and that proves to us why in that case you deal with the Ritva's question. In that case, a beautiful thing to wrap it up and to wrap up the sugya for a nice break for Pesach. So again, Richard, next week we'll talk about the sugya of pikadon of chametz that a guy gave to a yid, that a yid gave to a guy. What's the status on Pesach? The more of a lamdish sugya. I did a little bit. We're doing shmirah in Madmirim at Orchaim this year. So I said, okay, you're learning all about shmirah and achrayas. So what about Pesach? So I said, no, let's make for a fun shir. But if you guys want to talk about the leaning and that sugya, I'm happy to do that also. Again, I have very strong opinions about it now, but whatever. I'm going to try to talk some people into telling lefties why they have to lean on their right. But I don't know if I'll be successful. But ultimately, I'm happy to do whatever topic you want. If there's a preference, so you'll let me know now, later, in a different time. I don't know. And we'll have Shira on that next week. And then Pesach, I'm not sure. Obviously, there's not going to be much food situation. Not going to be any challenge, I hope. On Pesach, but we'll see. Maybe we'll see if we could have it at my house or something. People are off a little bit more. I mean, I'm not going to be at home, but maybe at my parents or my in-laws where I'm hanging out. Especially if my in-laws are up here, maybe they can host.
You can handle the rice. How
many people? They don't have rice, but I do because we're Italki.
Right.
Anyways, but Bekitzer, this is the sugya over here. Shkoyach, everybody. So